Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in once again to Issues Concerning Women. I am your host, Francine Ellen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you once again. It is Thursday, May the 12th. It is a gorgeous day in Virginia Beach, Virginia. I hope wherever you are that you are enjoying your evening, and I just want to say that everything that has gone on today has been for God's glory. It has been a marvelous day. I was able to get out and get some things done. So I hope that you are at a point where you can just sit back and relax and enjoy this show. We're going to talk about a couple different things today because we want to keep it interesting, and we hope that you enjoy the show. And I know that you have been. I get lots of feedback from my callers, and sometimes they don't want to chat with me on the phone, but they send me messages after the show. So I really, really do appreciate that. We are on every Thursday night at 8:30. So please tell a friend about Issues Concerning Women. We love what we do. We are all about empowering women and their families to move forward into doing whatever they want to do. My new book coming out is called There's Power in the Plan. It's in the process. We have also have audio of the book as well. So if you're interested, go to the website, which is www.issuesconcerningwomen.com, and you can get more information about the show and some of the things that we're doing. I have some announcements to make, so write this down. And if you're in Hampton Roads or you know somebody that's in the area or you're coming soon, please let me know, and I will keep you informed on what's going on and what's happening with Issues Concerning Women. On Saturday, and that's May the 14th, we will be at the Mary Center in Norfolk, Virginia, and that's 455 East Bramerton Avenue, Norfolk, Virginia, and that's the Mary Center. We're having a prayer breakfast, which includes a Christian book reading. Actually, this month, we're reading from the Book of Judges, and chapter 4 and part of chapter 5, which is all about Deborah. She was a judge and a leader in that biblical time, and she was a great woman of God, and she possessed so many traits that we, you know, have so much to talk about in a book discussion. So if you want to join us for online discussion, just let me know, because we're going to be doing that as well through teleclass. So we're excited about that. Then on May the 21st, we're having a tea party at the church, which is located at 6220 Purdue Court in Virginia Beach, Virginia. And hopefully we will be able to move forward with that. It's been a little bit of conflict with dates, but we're thinking that it's going to move forward. Then June the 4th is our writer's workshop, and I'm excited about that as well. So I'm excited about all of our events. The Writer's Workshop, because we talk about writing so much on the show, it is an excellent opportunity for you to come and meet me and also to meet some of my other colleagues as well. Then June the 18th, we'll be back at the Mary Center for our breakfast conference. Now, what that's all about, it's a fundraiser. We're helping a local organization called Lasting Touch Living Assisted Home or Independent Home raise monies to open, to completely open their facility. They have some of their funds, but they're lacking because of the economy and different things that have happened. We've been working on that program for 2 years, and it has been a wonderful project. It started from just thought on the paper, and now it's coming to fruition. So we are so excited about that. That's what we do here at Issues Concerning Women. We're all involved in the community. We're all about helping family. We're all about helping women, men, children, you know, whatever you got going on, just call us. We were in Richmond a few weeks ago, Virginia. Oh, it was just such a delight to meet all the wonderful people there. So, again, I applaud you all for coming out. It was a health and wellness fair, and it's just been an awesome last couple of months as we got into spring, because, you know, the winter was so long and so drawn out for so many people, and it was just tireless. And a lot of people were in a state of depression, and a lot of people still were not able to work. So we wanted to let you know that we are here for you no matter what you're doing and what you're going through. We are here for you. We would like to have you on our show. I've I've gotten requests for that, and please, please forgive me for those that I have not contacted back yet. It's just been quite busy, but we will be getting in touch with you all. We've got wonderful connections throughout the United States, and we just want to continue to work with those folks as well. On this coming Saturday, I am collaborating with Cynthia Tyler, and she owns the Book Club Network. And what she does is she helps you start a book club. If you don't know how, she teaches you the fundamentals. She helps you whatever your need is to put the book club together for organization. And, of course, this is her business. So it's not like she doesn't have anything else to do. This is what her one of her gifts are, and she has incorporated that into her business format, and she's very good at it. And so if you're interested in learning more about her, you can give me a call after the show at 757-567-6734. That's 757-567-6734. Cynthia and I have known each other for quite a few years, and she's wonderful with that aspect of it. And we know that God's going to do some miraculous things in her life as well for all that she does to help others. So we're just excited, like I said before, about what's going on with issues concerning women. If you would like for us to come out and speak at any of your events, please feel free to contact us. And you can do that by calling me after the show at 757-567-6734. Go to the website and make a request. You can also make a request on Blog Talk Radio. It comes up to me. I'm able to see it, and then we make contact with you. So we're working on so much, and we have a lot of irons in the fire, but you know what? That doesn't stop us from what we love to do. That's what we're all about, and we are hoping that you will continue to support this show and continue to be on and listening and having your questions, and we're here to answer them for you. Tonight, we're going to talk about a few things, and one of the things that I really want to talk about is social networking. Now, we know that some people do it very well. Some people have the art of social networking down pat. You know, they know how to work their room. They know what time to get there. They know what to wear. But maybe that's not you. Maybe you're having a struggle with that. So tonight I want to talk a little bit about that. But before I do, I want to give you the information again so that you can contact me after the show. So hopefully you have your pencils and paper ready so you can write down. I'm going to give you my phone number. You can call me after the show, my website, and my email address, because I definitely want you to call me and to keep in touch with me throughout the year, because we got a lot of things going on and wonderful, wonderful programs set up. And we don't want you to miss anything because, you know, in 30 minutes, we don't have a lot of time to fully go into full depth about a lot of things, but we're able to cover different topics, and we don't want you to miss out because you were not prepared. So if you got your pencils and paper ready, we're going to talk about social networking, and it is something that, and I'm going on to my website so that I can look up this information that I had written out for you today, because it's so important that we know how to do this. If we're going to be in the game of social networking, we don't ever want to not be able to be out playing with the big boys and the big girls. We definitely want to know what to do, how to work the room, and how to function in this situation. Why? Because there's a lot of social networking going on. There's a lot of organizations that are doing this after work, parties and get-togethers. There's happy hours where they're having networking functions, and you just don't want to miss out or feel left out that you know you can't be a part of it, but you can. So what we want to do is talk more about social networking and let you be the judge of whether it fits in your lifestyle, because of course it's not for everybody. Some people are good at it, and some people are not. So I have to ask you, how do you feel about social networking? And I know that this is kind of a loaded question, but you know, you can give me some feedback about it. I do pretty well. I'm going to just let you know how I stand, you know, with it. I do pretty well with the social networking. Why? Because I am a people person, for one. I don't worry about if I fit in or not. I make myself comfortable with what I'm doing so that I, you know, when I walk into the room, that I'm coming with, there for a reason. I have an agenda when I go. I'm not just going to every social network because some of them don't apply to me. You want to go to networking events that are going to benefit you as an entrepreneur, as a company, or as a representative of the company. You just don't want to go to every networking event. Why? Because you're going to get burnt out, and you're not going to feel like you fit in. So you say, okay, how do I know which ones to pick? Well, the first rule of thumb is, how does it relate to you and your business? How do you feel it will benefit you by going to this network? Because, of course, you have to drive there, one. Then, two, you have to have an agenda for being there. You just don't want to be hanging out because you don't have anything else to do. And three, what is it going to accomplish for you? Are you going to get business out of it? Or is it just an evening out for you, you know, just to attend a function? So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the time for you to think about that. Maybe social networking has not worked for you because it wasn't the right fit for you or the right group. If you are in the insurance business, per se, then everybody is your client, you know, because everybody needs insurance. But if you specialize in certain things, then every networking event will not be for you. So you have to pick the things that are good for you and the ones that are going to be beneficial to your organization or your company. So just think about that because you don't want to spend a lot of time on going to these events if they're not for you. So you have to have a game plan. And you know that gas is high, so you don't want to just be out there wasting time. You want to be doing things that are going to help you and your company and help you get on top where you want to be, help you to win. So let's make the game plan. One, we're going to make good decisions about which networking events we're going to attend. Two, we're going to have good questions. And I don't mean the ones that are, what do you do? How long have you been there? And where do you see yourself in 5 years? So now we have to think of new questions because we all get asked those questions all the time. And I know if you're like me, we know the answer to those questions, so we don't have anything new to talk about. So you want to just think about asking some new questions, like what is your position in the company? Or, and it still sounds the same, but you're rewording it. What do you contribute to your company? And they should have an answer for you, especially if they've been there for a while. They should know how they fit in and what their goals are for their particular organization. And then you need to ask them, how have you helped your company move forward in 2011? And again, they should have an answer for you, okay? Because they're, most people, you don't want to go there and talk about yourself because what you're trying to do, and especially if you're a consultant and you're looking for new clients, you don't want to be just average. You want to be above average. So you want to ask questions that are going to make them think about why they're there, why they're networking, and what their goals are. So if you're talking about them, and everybody likes to talk about themselves, you're going to give them the opportunity to let you see how powerful they are in the company, or if they're just there to represent the company and they're not the problem solvers or actually the person that you need to be talking to. Why? Because you don't want to spend a lot of time with somebody that's in the group that is not going to be able to help you to get through that door, and especially if it's an organization that you're really interested in and that you really would like to be a part of and that you really would like to work with. You want to go there and make a difference. And then after you've done that and answered, had that question answered, then you want to ask them, how can I help you in your business? And they should be able to tell you. Because if you're a consultant or if you're an accountant, your bookkeeper, whatever your expertise is, how can I help you in your company? So now you flip the script, you ask them about themselves, but now you want to know how you can help them. So they're like, wow, she's really interesting. When you watch people that are in the social networking business, watch how they move. Watch how they walk into the room. Watch how they come in with confidence because, one, they have an agenda. They have it all set out before they ever get there. They have their game face on, and they, of course they're friendly. They have a firm handshake, and they're there to greet you, and they're there to become a customer or a client. They're there for one or two reasons. So you just don't want to be just to be there to say that, oh, I went to the so-and-so networking event, but what did you get out of it? What was it that was interesting about the event that made you want to go again? Or is this an event that you will never visit again because there was nothing there actually for you? So think about that for a second. So you walked into the room. You're confident, you're dressed nicely for the occasion, so if it's after work, you know, you go on your business attire, and you have your business cards ready. Nowadays, everybody has a book, so now people are bringing their books. Do you have a book? Do you have information that you can pass out? Do you have a newsletter? Be more creative when you're going to those social networking events. Why? Because you want to stand out. You just don't want to be like everybody else, you know, just the same old routine. Of course, there's always people that are in charge of the group and who set the agenda for the evening. So what you want to do is improve on your networking approach. You want to be different from everybody else and be ready and available with products. So if you do have a book, you want to bring books with you to the networking events and have the intentions of selling some books while you're there. So you have to, when you meet them, you only have a few minutes to impress somebody, you know that. And when you've met them, you're not trying to sell them anything, but guess what? You've done the handshake, you've asked them a few questions, you've asked them, how can I help you? And then they might want to know, well, what do you do? Well, I'm an author, or I'm a consultant, or I'm the bookkeeper, or I'm the hairdresser. Oh, you're an author. Oh, what books do you have? My latest book is There's Power in the Plan. Oh, wow, that sounds interesting. Tell me a little bit more about that. And you go on to tell them about, it's about setting goals, about being prepared. But you may not even get that far in your conversation with someone because you're there for only an hour or two. But if you don't, you've made a contact, they know who you are. You have their business card. So what are you going to do? You're going to call them the next day. And try to call within the first 24 to 48 hours. Why? So that they don't forget you. You know, unless you have pink hair, you know, and it's hanging down past your hips, they may never remember you because you may look like everybody else in the room. Or they, if there's nothing different about you, maybe you're the one that passed out the newsletter about your company, about your organization, about your nonprofit. They will remember you. Why? Because you just didn't hand them a business card. And, yes, they may throw it away, but at least you know that you did something different in the meeting. You stood out above everyone else because you were prepared. You were thinking about your strategy that you were going to use while you were there. The other thing with social networking is you want to hit the room. You just don't want to get hung up in the corner with one person. And that can happen a lot, especially when somebody's talking about themselves. Why? Because they are so interesting, and you know that they are, and they have so much to tell you, but you have to be able to cut it off so that you can meet some of the people that you want to meet. You should have at least five people that you want to meet in that room. So if you're looking for an accountant, and you know that your business people in the room are accountants, bookkeepers, nurses, and let's say beauticians, Okay, so your goal is to meet the accountants and the bookkeepers. Of course, you're going to speak to the nurses and the beauticians, but you're going to target out the accountants and the bookkeepers. So you have to be in tune to what's going on around you and listen and see who's who and make sure you get those business cards. And on the back of those business cards, you're going to put jot down, one, I need to call within 24 hours, or two, no need to call, or three, maybe interested in setting up a lunch date with this one. So make your little notations on the back of your card because we tend to forget. We meet so many people. We have so many conversations that we may forget ourselves and be like, oh, man, what was it about him or her that really intrigued me? What did I really like about them? So if you write it on the back of the card, you have it there. When you call to set the appointment, you're ready. Because 9 times out of 10, most people that need to hire you will not call you. You have to call them. And now you've taken the cold calling part out because you've met them. And if they're not the head honcho that you need to talk to, you can now get an introduction. So when you call Bob and you say, you know, Bob, I was very interested in what we talked about yesterday and how the plans that you have for the company, and I would like to sit down and talk with you about how I can help you to build your future and get to where you want to go. This is when Bob is going to let you know that he is not the decision maker, that you need to meet Troy or Sheila. So now you can say, well, Bob, when is your next meeting? Because I would love to meet Troy and Sheila and come by and maybe spend about 10 minutes with either one of them. If you could set that up for me, that would be great. And Bob would love to. Why? 2 reasons. He's met you. He was interested in your conversation. He felt that you would be a good asset to the company. He's going to go to bat for you. So now you have an introduction to who you need to be with, and that's Troy and Sheila. So Bob's going to get you in that situation. Or if that can't be arranged, well, Bob, when do you think Troy and Sheila will be coming to the next networking meeting? And he'll say, well, I know for a fact they're coming next Monday. Can you be there at 7:30? Absolutely. And then you're going to be there. Why? Because, one, Bob has taken the time out of his busy day to speak with you. He's going to introduce you to Troy and Sheila, which possibly could get you into the company to do some consulting or to be an accountant or to do the books for them. So you don't want to miss those opportunities when they come forward. You know, it is just so much to talk about when we social network. So don't get burnt out with it. I used to do it so much that I became like a robot almost. Now, of course, hopefully it didn't seem like that to the people that I was talking to, but you have to learn there's a method to the madness of social networking. You can't go to every meeting, and that's what burns you out. You have to be connected with folks that have synergy and strategy for your organization. You need to stop just going because somebody invited you or told you about it or it sounded like a good group when they're talking about beer and you're talking about fixing hair. Those two kind of don't go hand in hand. Or now they can if your salon has a bar in it, you know what I mean? So and that might be a new business for somebody, you know. Suds and shampoos, you know. But anyway, that was not funny. But anyway, when you think about it, think about what's important for you. How is it going to get you to where you want to go? How is it going to get you to that level where you're comfortable doing it? Because, one, you're going to go to networking events that are geared towards you, what you need, what you're looking for, what you're trying to achieve, the new clients that you want to touch base with. And we often talk about how do we take it up a notch? How do we take it up to the next level? Because you have to be meeting the people that are important to your organization. If you're just meeting the lower management and not the higher management, you may never get into those doors because you're mingling with the wrong folks. If you're the president of your company, then you want to meet the president of their company somehow. If it's just nothing but for a happy hour and stop by, we're going to be and so-and-so, whether you drink or not, I don't drink, but I can still go to happy hour to meet somebody. Most of the restaurants now are smoke-free, so you don't have to worry about your hair and clothes smelling like smoke. So you can go and meet somebody, and you can have a non-alcoholic drink. They do serve those. So don't be so squeamish and prudish about getting out and doing something a little bit different. You don't have to stay long. You're there for your agenda. You have a strategy in place, and you want to get going and meet them there. Another key thing that I want to point out to when you social network, if you meet somebody, like you met Bob, and he's in lower management, but you really need to meet Troy and Sheila. And Bob says to you, well, why don't you put a package, propose a package together, and I'll make sure that Troy and Sheila get it. No, do not do that. Why? You just cut off all your chances of ever getting in to see Troy and Sheila. Why? Because, one, they don't know you. Two, you're going to talk about money before you ever got a chance to meet them. And three, they're going to say, well, that's kind of gutsy of her or him to be sending us a proposal. We don't even know who they are or what they have to offer us except what's on paper, which, of course, always can sound good because you can have a writer write it for you. You have a great staff, you know. You want to save the proposal for after you had that conversation with Troy and Sheila about what the company needs, because your proposal should be geared towards that particular company. Your proposal should never be cookie cutter. It should not be one you cut and paste off a line somewhere. It should be geared primarily to that organization. How are you going to help them reach their goals for the end of 2011, because we're going into the second half of this year? How are you going to help them meet their needs for the quarter? So whatever it is that you need to do, but never give a proposal before you actually have the chance, the opportunity to meet the person who is going to make the decision whether to hire you for the organization. Oh, I know that has been a lot of information tonight. I hope it was good for you. I enjoy what I do. I want you to come back next week. We have a lot going on, so give me a call at 757-567-6734 and go to the website, www.issuesconcerningwomen.com, or send me an email, CineBesign@AOL.com. It's been fantastic being with you, as always, on Thursday nights. I look forward to it. No matter what's going on in my life, I am there for you. Why? Because you keep me going. You keep me motivated. You keep me strong with your questions, with your challenges that you have for us, and with the issues, whether they're good or bad. And all issues are not bad. We have wonderful things that we do, and we're so excited at Issues Concerning Women. God is moving in our organization. We want you to continue to hang out with us. We love you, and we'll see you next Thursday. Good night.